Hi, this is Jake, and you're listening to the Flight Training Podcast. Let me start us off today with a great prayer from Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. So there it's praying that we could love, but our love would abound in more knowledge and depth of insight. Because if we had those, then it says we'd be able to discern what is best and we would be pure and blameless because Jesus would help us bear fruit. So it's an interesting thing to put on there that, you know, we're asking God to help us love better by having more knowledge and more insight so we can figure out what to do. We can do the right things and be blameless. Now, today, we're talking still about study, the discipline of study, but we're going to talk specifically about studying other people. And there's going to be some pitfalls here that we'll get to at the end of the episode about judgment, being judgmental of other people, or even getting depressed about yourself. So we'll get to those. So kind of hold those thoughts to the side if you get worried about it. But today here, let me read us a quote from Foster, what we're talking about. He says, we should become attentive to the ordinary relationships we encounter throughout the day, at home, work, or school. We notice the things that control people. Remember, we're not trying to condemn or judge anyone. We're only trying to learn. If we do find a judging spirit emerging within ourselves, we observe that and learn. Now, what is Foster talking about here? Well, when he talks about studying people, he says, pay attention. Just like we would study God's word, you pay attention to it, you concentrate on it, you get to the point where you understand it, and then you reflect on it. You know, those same four steps, repetition, concentration, comprehension, and reflection. Like, you do those four steps, but you do them with the people around you. Most of us are so busy and so hurried and so self-centered, they really don't pay a lot of attention to the people around us. I mean, think about it. How much, the last person you talked to, did you really pay attention to the expression on their face very much? How much did you really listen to what they said fully, looking for little pauses or nonverbal stuff they might be doing? Did you really pay attention to them, or were you thinking about what you were going to say next? I mean, most of the time, our brain is full of stuff, and we don't pay very close attention to the people around us. But I think Paul was onto something when he's praying in Philippians that, like, Jesus, in order to love better, I need more knowledge. I need more insight. I need to be able to figure out what's best so I can be pure and blameless when you show up, when you judge the world. Now, I think what he's talking about here, it's broader than what we're talking about today. He's talking about knowledge and depth of insight that goes further than what we're talking about today. But I do think if you will study the people around you, Jesus can teach you through that how to love people better. So stick with me for a little while. I want to give you a few just examples of what I'm even talking about before we go further. So for instance, Foster, in his book, Celebration of Discipline, he talks about if you pay attention and study how often people use their words for self-justification. If you would just go the next day and say, like, I'm just going to pay attention to how people try to control others or control their reputation by explaining, oh, this is why I was late. This is why I did this thing. This is why I picked grape soda instead of Coca-Cola or whatever. I mean, it's just ridiculous stuff people do. Pay attention to that. And you start to, as you study it, as you pay attention to it, not to judge them, but just as you pay attention, you realize, like, huh, that person, something inside of them, there's a tick inside of them, or this need to be approved from others. And when you notice that, you notice the ways they go about trying to justify themselves, it can teach you some things about human nature that then can help you love that person better, but also love people in general better. For instance, here's another instance from my life. Like, there's this guy I used to play Ultimate Frisbee with a lot who I really didn't like, and it disappointed me whenever I saw him show up to play. And so much so that I realized, like, this guy is an enemy of mine, basically. And Jesus is pretty clear what you're supposed to do about enemies. One of the things he commands us to do is pray for him. So I tried to be obedient to that. I started praying for this guy. And as I started praying for him, I started thinking about him in a different light, because oftentimes when we pray about things, God transforms us on that. I started to notice, you know, some of these things I didn't really pay very much attention to, but, you know, the guy, whenever a throw would happen that wasn't right, you know, where Frisbee wound up getting dropped, he would always somehow blame it on the other person. You know, the other person didn't run fast enough or didn't read it fast enough. He would say stuff about, like, his throw was fine or his attempt to catch was fine. Whatever it was always the other person's fault. He always said something that kind of left blame on the other person. And he did a lot of things. I started to see that this guy didn't have a lot of confidence in himself. I started to notice, like, he didn't really have a lot of friends with the group we were playing with. And even though he had some talent at Frisbee, it seemed like he was always trying to prop himself up to get recognition. I started to understand his heart a little better, maybe not fully, but I started to sympathize for him a little bit. Like, this guy needs some encouragement. And as I prayed for him more and more, I started to just say, like, when he did do something good, instead of just being grumpy, I tried to compliment him on it, because I saw there was a need in him to, like, he had a need to be noticed. And you don't want to always feed into people's unhealthy needs, but for this individual, like, I could see, like, complimenting him on a good frisbee throw, like, that was actually a healthy thing to do. Like, the guy needed some encouragement. And so because I was praying for him and trying to be obedient to Jesus, that was maybe the real ticket here, but Jesus led me to pay more attention to him, to study him. And as I studied him, I figured out a way to be more loving to him. Another just random example that can happen, you know, certainly been times in my life where I've struggled with lust, struggled, you know, to be tempted by pretty girls that walk by or whatever, but there's been definitely a lot of growth in that area of my life. And when I was fairly early on to getting victory over lust, like, I, you know, right at first, when a pretty girl walked by, I was just using all my strength to, you know, repeat Colossians 3:5 or something to myself and trying not to lust. But somewhere along the line, like, I got enough self-control, I started to notice the guys around me's eyes following that girl, you know, when she would walk through the room or whatever. And to be honest with you, immediately, first thoughts in my mind were judgmental. These guys are lusting after her, which was exactly the thing I had been doing shortly before that, you know. So, like, very, very easy. We'll talk about judgment here in just a second. We'll get back to that. But another thing it showed me was that guy's probably struggling with lust. Like, if he's talking with me and he gets distracted by the pretty girl, and not just a simple small glance, but, like, you can tell as a guy, like, the lingering glance. And maybe girls are probably even better at figuring this stuff out, but I just started to notice, like, that guy might be struggling with that. At the very least, it helps me pray for him in a different way. Like, I know what it's like to struggle with that sin, and it's not no sin is good for us. I know that that's not a good thing. And so at least be praying for him. But also, you know, it can be something not to necessarily push him on, like, hey, man, why are you looking at that girl or something? I mean, maybe, it depends on our relationship. But it may guide me, if I get a chance to influence this guy, it may help me know something that he needs to work on. Like, it can't hurt having a little bit of information. I could take it too far and play detective and think I know everything about this guy because of one look that he gave. That's way too far. But if I will just be open to paying attention to studying the people around me, I can actually gain a lot of wisdom about what the people around me need. And that could help me mentor them better, or even just be a good friend, or even just be somebody that prays for them better. Like, it would be a knowledge and a depth of insight that would help me love better. And it would help me discern what's best to do. Like, what's the best thing to talk about? Well, if you know a sin that someone's struggling with, like, that might help you know what the best thing to do is, or even the best place to go hang out with them. You know, like, maybe don't go hang out with them on the beach if you know they struggle with that. Like, don't take them into an environment where they're going to struggle. So on the judgmental side of stuff, here's what I will throw out. When you find yourself judging people because you study them, you need to pray and repent, okay? Like, you shouldn't be judging folks when you're supposed to be loving them, okay? So typically this week, as I'm putting you a challenge to study people, if you find yourself judging people, start praying. Say, Jesus, help me not to judge them. I'm a sinner to you. Help me to see them through your eyes. Help me to love them, not to judge them, because if I judge them, I'm just stacking up judgment for myself. Another warning here, though, that Richard Foster puts out is that for some people, this can be really depressing or self-defeating. You start paying attention to other people, then you start paying attention to yourself. And sometimes you're not so judgmental about other people. You just get really on to yourself about, oh, I'm so judgmental, or, oh, I struggle with this so much. I self-justify so much. And you can wind up beating yourself up so much. So if you find yourself getting depressed or self-defeating, that's a weakness, okay? So be aware of that. This might not be healthy for you to do, okay? So if you find this is depressing you, maybe pull back from it, okay? But my challenge for you this week, so one day this week, pray Philippians 1, verses 9 through 11 over your day and ask God to help you study others. Then, you need to do that prayer in the morning. Then write the word study on your hand. So it'll be a reminder throughout the day. Fold up a piece of paper, put a pen in your pocket because you're going to have to do some writing. And then throughout the day, I know you're going to forget, but throughout the day, try over and over to study the people you interact with, to pay attention to them, to see like what's really going on with this person. What can I learn about this person? How could I understand something different that would help me love them? And then write down your insights. Now, don't write them down right as you're talking to them, but as soon as you're done talking to them, you go to your car or you go to the next thing, pull out that sheet of paper and write down your thoughts like, oh man, Billy Bob seems to really be struggling with lust, or Billy Bob really needs some compliments, needs some encouragement, or it seems like Jack is getting sick, like I maybe need to try to help him out or something, you know, like whatever your insights might be. And then bring that stuff with you when we meet, and we'll talk over like what was studying somebody like. So to recap, you pray Philippians 1, 9 through 11 and say, Jesus, help me as I study others. Help me not to be judgmental. Help me not to be depressing or self-defeating or depressed myself. Help me to have love that abounds more and more in knowledge and depth of insight so I can discern what's best and be pure and blameless. Then take that piece of paper, take a pen with you wherever you go throughout the day, write down your insights as you study people. I think you'll be surprised at what Jesus can teach you about other people. And again, the knowledge isn't so you can feel good about yourself or bad about yourself. It's so you can eventually be taught by Jesus how to love people better. I'm excited to hear how the challenge goes for you. Bye, guys.